Good Omens by Terry Pratchett and Neil Gaiman. A narrative of certain events occurring in human history in strict accordance with the nice and accurate prophecies of Agnes Nutter, which... Episode 6.
Agnes's prophecies can be so obscure.
Have you worked out when the end is nigh?
I'm trying to cross-reference the rest of Prophecy 3477. For the calm cometh when red and white and black and pale approach to peace is our profession.
I know what it means, Anathema! I saw it on my way down here.
What do you mean you saw it?
They've got it written on the sign outside the airbase. It's got nothing to do with peas. The motto is, peace is our profession. You know, Strategic Air Command, Umpteenth Wing, the Screaming Blue Demons. Peace is our profession.
It can't happen at the airbase, Newt.
Why not?
There aren't any bombs there, or missiles. All they've got up there is communications gear, radios and computers. There's nothing at the airbase that could start a war.
The heck there isn't.
Are you hearing them voices again?
Yeah. No. Look, once my friends get here, we can get started on changing things. When it's all been blown up, we can start again. We can share it out. Like, Pepper can have Russia, and Wednesday can have America, and Brian can have Africa, and Europe, and...
Oh! I don't see why Wednesday's got America, and all I've got is Russia. Russia's boring.
I wouldn't mind Australia.
Brian... Look at Adam's eyes.
Yours is the power.
All will follow.
It is written. Let me stand you.
Yours is the power.
All will follow.
It is written.
Yes. Adam? What? What are you all staring at?
Nothing. What bit are you going to have, Adam?
What?
Well, you've divided up the world, right? So what bit are you going to have?
I'll have Tadfield.
Eh?
Tadfield?
And Lower Tadfield. And Norton. And Norton Woods.
Is that all?
They're all I've ever wanted. I can make them better, too. Better trees to climb, better ponds, better...
You can't. Adam, they belong to all of us. They're ours.
You couldn't make them any better. And if you did, we'd all know.
If that's all that's worrying you, don't you worry. Don't you... Don't.
Because... We'll all bow at your throne.
I can make you all do whatever I want.
Hey, what do you mean?
Don't think so.
I've got to go. Bye, Adam. Yeah, my mother will wonder where I am.
Oh, is that the time? Doctor Who's nearly on.
No. No. Come back. I command you.
You command us?
Yes. No. I didn't mean it. You're my friends. I...
Enslave them.
Who's there?
Adam?
What happened? It's all right. Brian, Pepper, Wensley, come back. Please. It's all right. I know everything now. I've seen it.
What do you mean?
You've got to help me. Otherwise... It's all going to happen. It's really all going to happen. It's all going to happen if we don't do something.
Should we get help? Fetch Anathema?
No. I need your help. We have to do it.
I've never seen a traffic jam like it. I wonder if there's been an accident.
Quite possibly. Mr. Shadwell, unless you put your arms round Madam Tracy, you're going to fall off. This thing wasn't really built for two people, you know.
Three?
Technically three, yes. For as long as Madam Tracy is happy to allow me to share her body.
Oh, I don't mind.
Dear lady, how fast would you say we were going?
Well, with just me on, the top speed's about 15 miles an hour. But with Mr. Shadwell as well, it must be...
Four or five miles per hour.
I suppose so.
We should really be travelling at least at 70. If we're going to get to Tadfield in time to find and stop the Antichrist.
Well, I don't think this scooter can do 70.
It'll need to do a bit more than that.
Oh, Mr. Zimmerfell, we're speeding up!
Jungs!
Don't look down! Off we go!
Geronimo! I know what's happening. You've got to help me sort it out. People have been trying to sort it out for thousands of years, but we've got to sort it out now.
What are we sorting out, Adam?
Well, it's like... You know Greasy Johnson?
Greasy Johnson and the Johnsonites?
Yeah. When our gang has a fight with his gang, we always win, don't we?
Nearly always.
More than half, anyway.
We're better than them.
Oh, we're better than them, all right. We just don't always win.
So just suppose that we could beat them properly. Get them sent away or something. Just make sure there's no more old gangs in Lower Tadfield apart from us. What do you think about that?
What? You mean he'd be dead?
Just gone away.
A world without him.
I reckon it'd be brilliant without Greasy Johnson.
I don't know. When you think about it, we've had a lot of fun with old Greasy Johnson and the Johnsonites. If we beat them, we'd have to be our own deadly enemies. It'll be me and Adam against Brian and Wensley.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It's no good anyone winning. What do you think, Dog? Dog thinks so too.
Seems simple enough to me.
I think we'd better go and get our bikes. I think we'd better sort of go and talk to some people.
Tessa! I know it was distressed that BBC Radio 4's weather forecasters have misled us for 2 days in succession. Do your business, Schutze. That's a good girl. Instead of fine, sunny August weather, as is the norm here in Tadfield, we are instead beset by storms, high winds, and the occasional shower of fish. Trees all over the village have been blown down. Good Lord!
Hi! Oh, we're kind of lost.
Lost indeed, young man. Lower Tadfield does not welcome vandals on motorbikes. No doubt the four of you have come to desecrate the war memorial and overturn any signposts which have not already been blown over in the storms.
Oh, well, that's the problem. The signposts must have blew down. We're heading for Lower Tadfield.
Oh, you're Americans. With the Air Force Base, I suppose.
Well,
when I did national service, I didn't drive around dressed no better than a common thug.
Hey.
While I appreciate your importance in defending the freedom of the Western world...
Oh. Let me take this.
I say.
We're not from the airbase, mister. We're trying to find it.
Oh, I see. Well, you go back down that road for half a mile, then first left, then second right, go past the Bull and Fiddle, then you'll get to a crossroads. Now, you go straight across that crossroads, and you'll immediately come to a second crossroads. Go straight on, and you can't miss it.
I'm not sure I got that.
I did. Let us go.
Come to heel, Schutze. You're shivering. Vandals! Come, Schutze. Sirs, this evening I noticed with distress a large number of hooligans on motorbicycles infesting our fair village. Ah, not again. You, stop! I knew it was you, Adam Young, and your little cabal. Get your mutt away from my Schutze.
Dog's not a mutt. Dog's a remarkable dog. He's clever. Dog. Get off Mr. Tyler's horrible old poodle.
Think. Now, where are you four off to?
To the airbase.
If that's all right with you. I mean, we wouldn't want to go there if it wasn't all right with you, Mr. Tyler.
You cheeky little monkey. When I see your father, Adam Young, I will inform him that you are indeed the most... I blame the education system. Complete lack of respect given to their elders and betters. Time for the return of compulsory national service. Birching, flogging, and dog licenses.
Excuse me, love. I think we're lost.
Yes, ma'am. Where are you going?
Lower Tadfield. I'm not sure of the exact address, but we're looking for someone.
His name is Adam Young.
His name's Adam Young.
What's the boy done now? No, don't tell me. I don't want to know.
Boy? You didn't tell me he was a boy. How old is he?
He's 11.
Well, I do wish you'd mentioned this before. It puts a completely different complexion on things.
Excuse me, madam. Are you by chance a ventriloquist?
What, love?
I'm deputy chairman of the local Rotary Club. Do you do private functions?
Only on Thursdays. And I charge extra if you want me in suspenders.
Eh?
The boy. Have you seen him?
Oh, I saw Adam Young not 5 minutes ago. He and his little cronies were on their way to the American airbase.
Sir, I wonder if you could direct us
to... Yes, that way. Ah, the thing sitting behind you is your dummy, is it?
Yeah, great Southern Pollock!
Good God, it's human.
Excuse me.
Heavens!
Language?
Your car!
Yes, it's my car. And I've managed to get a little lost. Can you direct me to Lower Tadfield Air Base? I know it's around here somewhere.
Your car is on fire!
Correct. The air base?
I think you must have taken a wrong turn about a mile back. A signpost is blown down.
Ah, that must be it.
It's that way.
That's terrific. Much obliged.
Come, Schutze. Sir, I would like to draw your attention to a recent tendency I've noticed for today's young people to ignore perfectly sensible safety precautions while driving. This evening, I was asked for directions by a gentleman whose car was on fire. Ah. Is that you in your garden, Young?
Oh, Mr. Tyler, how kind of you to disturb my after-dinner pipe.
Your son, Adam.
What's he done now?
Do you know where he is?
Getting ready for bed, I would assume.
I doubt it. I saw him and his little fiends and that mongrel not 5 minutes ago cycling towards the airbase.
Really?
You know how strict they are up there. You know what a one your son is for pressing buttons and things. Well?
I see.
Only fair to bring it to your attention.
Right. Good evening.
Come. Schutze. Dear sir, why have the trees felled by today's storms not been cleared from the roads around Teff?
One of the advantages of the Basabi is that it's very hard to tell when it's been in an accident.
Attention, please turn car upright.
Mostly.
Whoa! I dropped my index cards.
I had to swerve to avoid that tree. The storm's wreaked havoc.
I'll never sort them out now.
You don't have to. Just pick one. Anyone. If we're doing all this because Agnes predicted it, then any card has got to be relevant.
Nonsense.
You're only here because she predicted it. Have you thought what you're going to say to the airbase, Colonel? Excuse me, we have reason to believe that World War III is going to start right here.
Oh, I can see the back gate.
It's got a guard. Wire fencing and everything.
You're getting overexcited.
Overexcited? No. Getting very calmly worried that someone will shoot me.
Agnes would have mentioned if we got shot.
Oh, it'll be in one of those cards, in some obscure 17th century epigram.
You're stopping.
I have to. There's a huge tree in the road. Anyway, we're here, pretty much. So, pick a card. What does Agnes say?
Number 3001.
Behind the eagle's nest, a great ash of felon.
Is that it?
I always thought it was something to do with the Russian Revolution.
No, it's straight ahead. A bloody huge fallen ash tree blocking our way.
So, Agnes must have known something.
What do you suggest we do now?
We wait.
For what?
A diversion. Shame the storm's dropped. It would have helped us sneak in.
And get shot. Oh. Up ahead, what's that?
Motorbikes. Four of them, coming from the other end of the village, going down the road to the main gate.
Wait one minute. For the calm cometh when red and white and black and pale approach.
The bikes.
Good old Agnes.
We could crash through the barriers.
Now, that'd only cause trouble.
Good.
Trouble for us, Red. If they report terrorists have invaded the base, then people will start acting logically, and the whole plan collapses.
We go in, we do the job, we go out. We let human nature take its course. Leave the bikes here.
Weren't we supposed to meet him?
He will come. But this is a job for us.
Halt! Please procure your identification and security documentation, sirs and ma'am.
You recognize the uniform, Sergeant?
Sir, yes, sir, that I do, sir. Three U.S. Air Force generals and a lady general, sir. Ma'am. Sir.
That's right, soldier. Surprise inspection. We parked up the road a piece.
Sir, I have not been informated as to the incidence of a surprise inspection at this time. Sir.
Well, that's because it's a surprise.
Sir, permission to confirmate this intelligence with base command, sir?
Now, see here, Diesenberger. I'll give you a break. It's a surprise inspection. You got that? Surprise. That means no getting on the horn the moment we've gone through. And no leaving your post. Career soldier like you will understand, am I right?
Surprise inspection, sir?
Provisionatedly classificationed at this time.
Sir! Affirmative, sir. I'll open the gate. Through you go, sirs. And ma'am. Sir?
Thank you, Sergeant. You'll go a long way. Very soon.
Wait.
What is it, big guy?
I sense him. He approaches, but he hesitates.
Should we wait? Or something?
No. We must make ready for him.
This way, then.
Hang on. What are we stopping for?
We need a plan. This isn't like getting into trouble like we usually do. If it goes wrong, things will be bad. We won't just be grounded.
How do you know this, Adam?
I just know, all right, Wensley? I can't explain.
We could just not do anything.
Brian, there isn't anyone else but us.
If Adam needs help, then I'll help.
Me too.
But... all right, then.
Right. We need some stuff.
Like what?
We need a sword, a crown, and some scales.
What? Just lying in the road?
There's nothing like that here.
I don't know. When you think about the games and that, you know we've played and we need a sword or something.
We just use what we can find.
Exactly, Pepper.
Where now?
Building on the right with the radio masts. This is the only door.
Is it locked?
Does it matter?
No one pays attention to us.
The human brain is not equipped to see war, famine, pollution, and death, though we abound.
On the other hand, alarms are totally brainless and go off at the slightest provocation.
Makes no difference.
Oh, I told you if we waited, there'd be a diversion. Come on, Newt.
The guard by the back gate hasn't moved.
Come on, it's not the OK Corral.
No, he's better armed for a start.
Oh, never mind. I'm sure you'll think of a way.
Me?
Security 4-2, comms building, mainframe room clear. No one here, over.
Roger that, 4-2. We need...
Control? Come in, Control.
Are we there yet?
No, nearly done, Lord. I've jammed the walkie-talkies and cut the phone lines.
Good work. Can we kill those alarms?
As you wish.
I don't know. I rather like them.
What are those glittery things?
LEDs on the mainframe. Gigabytes of viral data are uploading. Beautiful, isn't it?
Have you finished?
Just patching the upload into the global early warning system.
Caution. Overload.
Now it'll stay at DEFCON Caution. 5 even when the missiles Overload. Are in the air.
Caution.
Nice.
It's finally happening.
Lord Protector of the Commonwealth of Britain charges and demands I allow you to commandeer all kindling rope and igniferous oils. Signed, Lord Adjutant, praise him all ye works of the Lord and fly fornication Smith.
That's right. I'm Private First Class Pulsifer.
I ain't never heard of a Witchfinder army. What's this here about us got to give you faggots?
Oh, we have to have them. We burn them.
Say what?
Faggots? We burn them.
Huh. They told us England was soft. Right on.
Feel the weapon I'm pushing into your back. Drop your gun or I shall regret what I have to do next. Thanks for the gun. You can have my stick.
You're kidding me.
Ooh, handcuffs.
Now, just a second.
Arms behind you, either side of the gatepost. There. I'll have the key, thank you.
Which building has the communications equipment in?
That's classified.
I believe we have your gun now.
The one with the masts.
Thanks.
Have a nice day.
Darn it.
Do you see my finger? Do you see it? This finger, laddie, could send you to meet your maker.
Please put your finger away, sir, or at least wash it.
Sergeant Diesenberger, it is vital that we speak to whoever is in charge.
Ma'am, I am not at this time permitted to enable access or egress. And my phone is kaput.
This is a matter of the utmost urgency.
Oh!
Hey!
Young car's on fire!
Oh, goodness!
Hey! How's it going? Has the world ended yet?
The guard won't let us in, Crowley.
Aziraphale? Nice dress.
What happened to the car?
Not bad going, eh? You wouldn't get 40 miles on no tyres out of a modern one.
Crowley, we need Sergeant Diesenberger to open the airbase gate and let us in.
I've told you, ma'am, this gate stays shut.
Hey! Which one of you yo-yos did that? None of us yo-yos.
I rather think it was one of those children.
All of you, step back. Now!
Crowley, sort this out. There's a dear chap.
Hmm?
I'm the nice one. You can't expect... Blast! You try to do the decent thing, but all right, I'll do it.
Hey!
Oh, did the guard disappear?
We are snapping your fingers, woman. You've got the same gift as me.
Oh.
Well, Aziraphale, never thought you had it in you.
Nor did I. I do hope I haven't sent him somewhere dreadful.
Best not to worry where they go. Aren't you going to introduce me to your host?
Oh, yes, of course. Madame Tracy, this is Crowley. Crowley, Madame Tracy.
Are you going to be speaking to yourself all day, then?
It is odd, I know, dear.
Try to keep up, Sergeant Chadwell.
Will you stop it, woman?
Dog, heel. Adam, these friends, are they here?
They're not friends, exactly. It's like I was supposed to think they were friends.
Are they grown-ups?
Yes. More grown-up than you've ever seen before, I reckon.
Fighting grown-ups is never any use. You always get into trouble.
You don't have to fight them. Just do what I told you.
With these things?
The friends what are coming have got things too. Tools to end the world. These are our tools, and we made them ourselves.
Yeah, tools to mend the world.
Yes.
How will we find them then?
Hey, what are you kids doing here? Got detail, over here.
Yes, sir.
Don't you worry about us, mister. We're just looking around.
Now you just hold on, you.
No. All you soldiers here, go to sleep. Then you won't get hurt. Go to sleep now.
You can't.
Hey!
Stop.
How did you do that?
You know that bit about hypnotism in the boys' book of 101 things to do that we never could make work?
Yes.
Must have found out how to do it.
Cool!
Let's try that building with all the masts on.
How's it going, White?
Yeah, I need to confirm the viruses have uploaded.
Pentagon, this is NORAD. We have multiple missile silos activating at DEFCON 5. Advise, please. Over.
Sounds good.
NORAD, stand by. We are investigating.
NORAD, spearhead Albuquerque. Our birds have remotely armed and are fueling. Launch computer has sealed off the silo, but we have DEFCON 5 on our display.
Who are they? Terrorists. In a very nice and accurate sense. I think you're right.
And my work here is done.
Quiet. I sense something.
What is it, old friend?
He is here. Outside this building. Now.
Let's go.
Oh, phew.
What's all that about?
I think possibly the end of the world.
Oh, they've done something here, haven't they?
Yes. But I don't know how we can reverse it. All I see is racks full of electronics and a computer screen.
Perhaps there's an off switch. Maybe this one. Ah.
Well, we know how to turn off the lights.
Sorry.
Thanks.
Maybe there's some wires I can pull out behind the racks. Oh, you can do practically anything in here. Remotely start things up. Tap into satellites. Absolutely anything. You can make things... Oh, we're just about...
How are you getting on back there?
I really don't think I'm doing any good.
This is it. Quiet, dog. Oh, my head.
Must we serve you? Decide, childish thing.
Adam.
Yes.
You lead us.
You are part of us.
We make the world anew.
Adam, they don't look like people. That one's a skeleton.
That white one looks as if it's melting.
The thing is, they're not really real. I told you I was having dreams. These are just like nightmares, really. But we're not asleep.
It has been done.
Yes. Well, the thing is, I don't want it done. I never asked for it to be done.
Your very existence requires the ending of the world. It is written.
I don't see why anyone has to go and write things like that. The world is full of all sorts of brilliant stuff, and I haven't found out all about it yet. So I don't want anyone messing it up or ending it before I've had a chance to find out about it. So you can all just go away.
Adam, there's a lady and two men coming.
That's the one, Sergeant Shadwell.
I can issue him. He's but a bairn.
Perhaps we better wait a bit, Crowley.
Until he grows up, you mean?
Who are you people?
We come in peace.
The time has come.
Yes, the time has come. Now I decide who my friends are.
And you choose us, Adam. We are your friends.
I choose my friends. These friends are who I choose. Dog knows who my friends are.
The hellhound chooses children.
When, Adam?
When?
What?
Let's get them.
Little children, playing with your toys. Think of all the toys I can offer you. What can you do with sticks and string when I can give you guns and knives?
Show her, Pepper.
This is my sword.
That is a stick, isn't it?
Yes, it's a stick.
This is my sword.
Crowley, that's my sword.
You really shouldn't have given it away.
Oh, I can't look.
For goodness sake, woman, open your eyes.
Come, little girl.
She wouldn't use it on a child.
When has war ever cared about children?
What are you waiting for?
Nothing. Huh.
What?
She got sucked into a sword.
Here.
Don't touch it, Pepper. Leave it on the ground.
And which of you has the means to overcome famine?
That'd be me.
You can balance the scales.
With my scales.
Empty soda cans hung on a stick?
Want them? Catch.
Wait, go!
Don't touch his scales, Wensley.
Oh, no, not my crown.
My one's running away. Get in with the Frisbee, Brian.
It's not much of a crown, is it?
If we say it's a crown, it's a crown. Throw it. Ugh. Don't worry. I won't pick up his crown. Don't want to.
Where did they go?
Where they belong. Where they have always been. In the minds of man.
But you're still here.
I'm not like them. I am Azrael, created to be creation's shadow.
Cor! The skeleton's got wings!
You cannot destroy death.
Oh, I don't know. There might be a way. Anyway, it's going to stop now. You've got to do what I say, and I say it's got to stop.
It is stopping. Without the other three horsemen, it cannot proceed. Normal entropy triumphs.
What's that mean?
Shh, Pepper.
But we'll be back. We're never far away.
Did those children just defeat the four horsemen of the apocalypse?
Given their leader is who he is, the outcome was possible.
They're all gone now.
All right. It's not going to happen. All the stuff they started, it's going to stop now.
Are you sure, Adam?
Oh,
have a co-red alarm. Overrides are not functioning. Missile systems are on countdown. If anyone finds a way into this system, advise immediately. Over.
Oh. You think there'd be a manual or something?
We could see if Agnes has anything to say.
I'm sabotaging 21st century electronics with the aid of a 17th century workshop manual.
In 1948, my grandfather used prediction 3328 to invest in something called a transistor. He made a nice profit out of portable radios in the 1960s.
All right. Pick one.
OK. Number 1002.
He is not that which he says he is.
Any ideas?
Look, this isn't really the time to say it, but actually, I'm not very good with electronics at all.
You said you were a computer engineer.
I exaggerated.
A lie, you mean?
I wouldn't go that far, but I'm not a computer engineer. Quite the opposite.
What's the opposite?
If you must know, every time I try and make anything electronic work, it stops. Computers freeze. Smartphones become moronic. I have to make toast under the grill. I'm useless.
Ta-da!
What?
Well, that's it. Repair this.
But I don't know how... That's not funny, Anathema.
No, no. Key something in. Anything. There's the keyboard.
Anything?
You've got to try and repair the problem, though. Do your best.
Okay. I'm given instruction. Initiate self-repair. Let's try that.
Press enter.
Oh, yes. The lights are out again.
True.
There you go. I broke it.
Ah.
All forward defense facilities at... You sure? Okay. All facilities, we've had a system reset across the board. If you're receiving this, please respond. Over.
This is Spearhead Anchorage. Guys, our warheads just disarmed and the silo doors have disengaged.
Spearhead Charleston, we have control again. Defueling missiles.
Albuquerque Station here. These birds are switching to safe mode. I don't know what you guys did up there, but these puppies are back on the leash.
Gosh!
There, you fixed it. Oh, you can trust old Agnes.
What a relief. It's over.
No, it isn't, Aziraphale. Not at all. It doesn't work that simply.
Hello? Excuse me?
Oh, hello.
Not you. You.
Me?
Why are you two people?
Well, it's a long...
It's not right being two people. I reckon you'd better go back to being two separate people. Now.
Oh, tingly!
Oh, thank goodness.
Hardly.
My thanks to you, Madam Tracy, for allowing me aboard as a fellow traveller.
Oh, somehow I thought you'd be younger.
You again, you southern pansy.
Yes, and you can point the gun elsewhere, Sergeant Shadwell. And the finger.
Just make one wrong move, pansy.
That's Adam Young. Hi, Adam.
Hello, Anathema.
Private Bolshevik!
Sergeant Shadwell! I've found a witch!
James, where's my matches?
No, she's nice.
Nobody's going to get burnt. We're stopping all that.
Adam Young, you think you've saved the world, but it won't make any difference. Ultimately, it's not in your hands.
Crowley's right, I'm afraid. I'm sure my people want Armageddon. It's very sad.
Would anyone mind telling us what's going on?
It's a very long story.
Go on, then.
Well... In the beginning, God created...
I am here.
Oh, dear. It's him.
Him who?
The voice of God, the Metatron.
No, it isn't. The Metatron's made of plastic, and it's got a laser cannon, and it can turn into a helicopter.
That's the cosmic Megatron, Pepper. I had one, but the head fell off.
I also am here.
Wensley, who's that one? Not the golden one, the one with all those flies.
Beelzebub. Hi.
Zip it, Crowley. Where is the Dark Lord? Ah, here.
I'm Adam Young. Who are you?
May I present Beelzebub, the Lord...
Thank you, Crowley.
Adam Young, while we appreciate your assistance, Armageddon must take place now.
It must be decided now, boy. It is written.
I just don't see why everyone and everything has to be burned up just to see who's got the best gang. It's like us and the Johnsonites.
Johnsonites?
Early breakaway sect.
Even if you win, you can't really beat the other side. Because you don't really want to. I mean, not for good. You'll just start all over again. You'll just keep on sending people like these two to mess people around.
Us? Messing?
It's hard enough being people as it is without being messed around.
It doesn't matter. The whole point of the creation of the Earth and good and evil...
I don't see what's so terrific about creating people as people and then getting upset because they act like people.
But just a second.
Anyway, if you stop telling people it'll all be sorted out after they're dead, they might try sorting it all out while they're alive. If I was in charge, I'd try making people live a lot longer. They might start thinking about what they're doing to the world, because they'll still be around when it all goes wrong.
Ah, you wish to rule the world. That's more like thy father.
I thought about all that as well, and I don't want to. I mean, there's some stuff that could do with altering, but then people keep on coming up to me and asking me to sort out everything the whole time. And where's the good in that? It's like having to tidy up people's bedrooms for them.
But you never tidy your bedroom, Adam.
I never said anything about my bedroom. It's general bedrooms. I didn't mean my personal bedroom. It's hard enough having to think of things for Pepper and Wensley and Brian to do all the time so they don't get bored. So I don't want any more world than I've got. Thank you all the same.
He doesn't want to do it.
Seraphel.
You can't run counter to the great plan.
I know.
It's in your genes. Think.
I know I'm part of a plan.
That's it. We're sunk.
Wait. Excuse me.
Yes?
This great plan. This would also be the ineffable plan, would it?
It doesn't matter.
It's the same thing, surely.
Surely? You don't actually know.
You're not 100% clear on this.
You can't be certain that what's happening right now isn't correct from an ineffable point of view.
It is written.
I don't see why it matters what is written. Not when it's about people. It can always be crossed out.
Aziraphale, I know what happened. He was left alone. He grew up human.
Exactly.
He's not evil incarnate or good incarnate. He's just human incarnate.
Right. I shall need to seek further instructions.
Bye.
I also...
So, you're just going now?
Yes. And I really do not know what thy father will say.
Aye. And take this, you misbegotten maggot.
No!
Damn. Must.
You'll never know how lucky you are that you did.
They're gone.
Oh, aren't they odd?
Odd? What the hell are you on?
Is it over, do you think?
Not for you and me. The boy is still here.
No need to go worrying. I know all about you two. Don't you worry.
You all right, Adam?
I'm all right, Pepper. Seems to me everyone's going to be a lot happier if they forget about this. And then we can go home.
But you can't just leave it at that. Think of all the things you could do. You could bring the whales back to start with.
And that'd stop people killing them, would it? No. Once I start messing around like that, there'd be no stopping it. Seems to me the only sensible thing is for people to know if they kill a whale, they've got a dead whale.
That's a very responsible attitude.
But you could help so much.
That's not a good idea, Nethema. Think of it like this. Tomorrow is the first day of the rest of our lives.
Do you know, of all the trite sayings I've ever really hated, that comes top.
Amazing, isn't it?
Crowley, is your car operational?
It might need a bit of work. Tyres, upholstery, functioning engine.
Here's your crash helmet, Mr. Shadwell. We're going.
Promise yon scooter will stay on the ground this time.
Promise. Oh, what's that smell?
Something's burning.
Brimstone!
Oh, no.
It feels like a volcano.
No, it's something angry.
Oh, it can't happen now. The thing, the correct moment or whatever, it's gone past. It's over.
Adam?
Yes.
Is your father coming?
Yes.
This isn't Armageddon anymore. This is personal.
Pepper, Wensley, Brian, run.
We're not leaving you.
Crowley, there are humans here.
Yes, and me.
And children.
Yes, and me.
We can't let this happen to them. We've got them into enough trouble as it is.
We were only doing our jobs.
Need I remind you what the road to hell is paved with?
Frozen door-to-door salesman, I paved it.
We've got to stop it.
I know. What are you doing?
Reclaiming my sword.
That won't help against him.
Crowley, I'd just like to say that if we don't get out of this, I'll have known deep down inside that there was a spark of goodness in you.
Aziraphale, deep down inside, you are just enough of a bastard to be worth liking.
No time to reload. Damn it!
Mr. Shadwell, what are you doing?
If they're going to fight, I'm going too. I wouldn't trust these two southern Nancys to kill a lame rat in a barrel. Who are we fighting now?
The devil!
Aye, I reckon so. In that case, I'm going to use my heat and nut him.
Madam Tracy, move back. You're not equipped to help.
What's that you're holding, then?
A tire iron. I know.
Crowley, it's time.
Wings! You have wings!
It goes with the job.
And you too, Mr. Crowley?
Demons have wings, same as angels, and often better groomed.
Private Pulsifer, reporting for duty, Sergeant.
You have no weapon, laddie.
No, look. Oh, I've got a pin.
No, wait. Adam?
Yes.
Adam, something is happening.
My father is coming.
Can you stop him?
No.
This is it. The end.
Ineffable. He can't change who he is, what he is.
Brian, what's happening?
I don't know. Pepper?
Adam, do you remember our first day at school and you asked me my name?
Pippin Galadriel Moonchild.
What's it, Brian?
Remember last time?
Sorry, Pepper.
Adam, you laughed most.
They could only get her off you with a bucket of water.
Yes, I remember.
That was the day I decided my name would be Pepper. It didn't matter what my parents wanted it to be, it's my life. I had to choose how I wanted it to be.
Yes.
You have to choose how you want yours to be.
I can.
You chose us for your friends.
You chose to call Doug, Doug.
You choose Adam. Nobody else. You.
My father is coming.
This is it.
You choose Adam.
I choose my father.
Heaven help us!
Heaven couldn't contain Satan, Aziraphale. What hope have we got?
What's going on here? Adam?
Eh?
I told you he was coming. Brian, Winsley, Pepper, run! Come on, dog!
Adam? Come back. What's he done now?
Aziraphale.
He chose.
Pinch me.
Ow.
Thanks.
You are Adam's father.
I am, for my sins. Though he seldom does what I want.
I've just realised something.
What?
When I first met Adam, I couldn't see his aura, and that seemed odd.
If you say so.
But now I know the reason.
I'm listening.
It's the same reason why people in Trafalgar Square can't see England.
Okay. Want a lift home?
Yes, please.
Are we expecting a courier?
Evening, gents. International Express. I've been sent to pick up a metal crown and a pair of scales. Ah, there they are. Excuse the tongs. Can't be too careful. Also, there's meant to be a sword around here somewhere.
Aziraphale?
Hey. Oh, yes. Here. Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Sign here. If I could tell my wife what happened to me today, she'd never believe me. And I wouldn't blame her, because I don't either.
Come on, let's get back to London.
In what?
We'll steal a jeep.
Steal?
Borrow?
Oh, who cares? What about that one there?
something's happened to this car. It's quieter.
Well, it'll be saying please do fasten seatbelt if you don't buckle up.
Late frost burns the blue. Would a fool not let the belt restrain the body?
Gosh, that's changed.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The cherry blossom tumbles from the highest tree. One needs more petrol.
Sunday in the park with ducks.
Are you saying that he planned it this way all along, from the very beginning?
Could have.
How's your car?
Completely restored.
My shop's all there, not so much as a soot mark.
I mean, you can't just make an old Bentley, but there it was. You can't tell the difference.
Well, I can tell the difference. I'm sure I didn't stock books with titles like Biggles Goes to Mars and Jack Cade, Frontier Hero, and 101 Things a Boy Can Do with a Piece of String.
I thought he was putting the world back just as it was.
Yes, more or less. But an 11-year-old reinventing the world. He's got a sense of humour.
Your people been in touch?
No. Yours?
No.
I think they're pretending it didn't happen. I don't understand.
We're not supposed to. If we could understand, we wouldn't be us. Because it's all...
ineffable.
Yes, exactly. Oh, it's you.
Just taking 5 minutes off to feed the ducks.
They've all started floating upside down.
Oh, bugger. Force of habit.
What was I saying?
Don't know. Nothing very important, I think.
Let me tempt you to some lunch.
Who am I to resist?
Hello?
Mr. Pulsifer?
Pulsifer. It's a hard S.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've only ever seen it written down. Well, then, it would appear that this is for you and Mrs. Pulsifer.
Oh, there's no Mrs. Pulsifer.
How odd. The letter is quite specific.
Who are you?
Baddicombe. Giles Baddicombe. Of Roby, Redfern and Bychance. Solicitors.
Oh, you're not serving a writ or anything?
No. We have people for that sort of thing.
Oh, well, come in.
Can I put this here?
Please.
I'll be honest with you, Mr. Pulsifer. We're all very interested in this box of yours. You see, we've had it for 300 years.
What's this all about?
The box was marked to be delivered to this address on this date.
And no one's opened it in all these years?
Twice, I believe. In 1757, by Mr. George Cranby, and in 1928, by Mr. Arthur Bychance, father of the present Mr. Bychance. Apparently, Mr. Cranby found a letter addressed to himself. Shortly afterward, he died of a heart attack. Mr. Bychance put his letter back in its envelope and gave strict instructions that the box was not to be opened again in his lifetime. The letters are still there. I must say, I'd very much like to know what's in it.
Well, why don't you open it?
Me? Would that be proper?
I don't see why not. Go on. Be a devil. I don't mind.
Well, it'd be something to tell my grandchildren. Here are the two open letters. Oh, and a third one. Addressed to...
you?
How did you guess? Oh, no!
Goodbye, Mr. Baddicombe.
What could it have said?
Here is a florin, lawyer. Now, run fast, lest the world know the truth about you and Mistress Spidden, the typewriting machine slavey.
Oh, Agnes, I recognise your touch.
What did you send to Mr. Cranby?
Remove thy thieving hand, Master Cranby. I mind well how you swindled the widow Plashkin this Michaelmas past, you skinny old snatch pastry.
Well, but a snatch pastry doesn't involve cookery. And Mr. Bychance.
You left them, you coward. Return this letter to the box, lest the world know the true events of June 7th, 1916.
What's that?
Oh, nothing. Junk mail.
On a Sunday?
All right.
It's a box, there were some letters, they're not important, but there's a book. For us.
Oh, my.
The further nice and accurate prophecies of Agnes Nutter, witch, concerning the world that is to come. Ye saga continueth.
Let's have a look, shall we?
Anathema.
What?
Think of it like this. Do you want to be a descendant for the rest of your life?
Newt, we're going to light a fire.
In August?
Cooey! Mr. Shadwell!
Shameless jade! I could have been changing my breeks!
Lunch is ready.
Thanks. Bring it through.
Well, I was just thinking, after all we've been through in the last 2 days, seems silly for me to bring a plate over, so I've set a place for you at mine.
Eat lunch with you?
Mr. Shadwell.
Aye, woman.
I've got a tidy bit put away, and, you know, I sometimes think it'd be nice to get a little bungalow in the country. I'd call it the Laurels, or Dunroman, or...
Shangri-La.
Exactly. And they say two can live as cheaply as one. Do you catch my drift?
I do, Madam Tracy. But before I agree to your terms, there is one question I feel obliged, as a retired sergeant in the Witchfinder Army, to ask you.
Yes, of course.
I'll whisper it.
Oh, Mr. S, you old silly! How many do you think? 2.
Ah, well, that's all right then.
Dog, catch! Drop it. Catch!
Adam!
Hello, Pepper. Hello, Brian. Hello, Wensley.
Hi.
Mind the hedge.
Adam, there's a circus that's come to Norton.
They're just setting up. They've got tents and jugglers and practically wild animals and stuff and everything.
We could go down there and help them put up the tents and watch the elephants and... it's no good. Can't go anywhere.
What did your dad say?
You tried to help and people would think you'd murdered someone or something.
When'll you be let out?
Not for years and years. I'll be an old man by then.
How about tomorrow?
Oh, tomorrow will be all right. They'll have forgotten about it by then.
Ah, it's all right then.
I'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Bye, Adam.
Yeah, see ya.
Ow.
Dog, get away from that hedge. Because if you went through it, then I'd have to chase you to catch you. And I'd have to go out of the garden. And I'm not allowed to do that. But I'd have to if you went and ran away. Oh, dear, dog, come back. Dog, you bad dog, stop. You can't go miss Tyler's orchard. Bad boy.
Cool.
Yeah. While we're here, we could scrump a few.
Hey, you, boy! Adam Young, I can see you.
I don't see why people make such a fuss about people eating their silly old fruit.
I'll tell your father about you, you see if I don't.
Come on, dog. Come on, dog. Oh.
Hello.
Who are you?
My name's Agnes.
I'm Adam. Those are funny clothes. You're not from around here.
No, love. I'm going home. My work's done.
Want an apple to take with you? I've just scrumped it. Mr. Tyler got cross.
Adam, there never was an apple that wasn't worth the trouble you got into for eating it.
I bet you're right. Anyway, I ought to go. Come on, dog. Come on, some dog.
If you want to imagine the future, imagine a boy and his dog and his friends than a summer that never ends. And if you want to imagine the future, imagine a boot. Imagine a trainer. Laces trailing, kicking a pebble. Imagine a stick to poke at interesting things and throw for a dog that may or may not decide to retrieve it. Imagine a tuneless whistle pounding some luckless popular song into insensibility. Imagine a figure, half angel, half devil, all human, slouching hopefully towards Tadfield. Forever. In episode 6 of Good Omens by Terry Pratchett and Neil Gaiman, the supernatural beings were Aziraphale, Mark Heap, Crowley, Peter Serafinowicz, Metatron, Nicholas Briggs, and Beelzebub, Steve Toussaint. The apocalyptic horse persons were War, Rachel Sterling, Famine, Patterson Joseph, Pollution, Harry Lloyd, Death, Jim Norton. The them were Adam, Adam Thomas Wright, Pepper, Holly Burgess, Wensleydale, Bobby Fuller, and Brian, Lewis Andrews. And the humans were Agnes, Josie Lawrence, Anathema, Charlotte Ritchie, Newt, Colin Morgan, Madam Tracy, Julia Deacon, and Shadwell, Clive Russell. Mr. Young was Simon Jones, Tyler, Andy Seacombe, Diesenberger, Martin T. Sherman, Baddicombe, Tom Alexander, and other parts were played by Ben Crowe and members of the cast. Good Omens was dramatised by Dirk Maggs and directed by Dirk Maggs and Heather Lama. The producer was Heather Lama.